Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. I have kind of a different and unique solo episode planned for today. So usually my solo episodes are like brain dumps. Like I'm usually inspired to do a solo episode about something that I see on social media or a quote that I read or just a random thought that I have. But today's episode is more structured and planned, and it's all about how I cleared my skin in an inexpensive way. So my skin for pretty much a decade, probably even a little bit more than that, my skin was always my biggest insecurity, and I will go more into that in this episode, but I'm really excited about this because I cleared my skin using really easily accessible and inexpensive products, and I know what it's like to have bad skin and to feel self-conscious if you're not wearing makeup or if you're breaking out or whatever, and I just want to spread the wealth. I want to spread the things that I've learned, the things that have helped me clear my skin up. I really just want to help others. I know that I have a lot of younger listeners, especially females, and I feel like acne can really affect your self-confidence as a young woman. And because women deal with a lot of hormones, you know, we get our periods and stuff like that, acne is something that a lot of us young women suffer with. So I'm really excited to talk about how I cleared my skin. Hopefully there's really good tips and takeaways that you can get from this episode. But before we get into it, of course, because this is a solo episode, I am going to talk about my one goal for the week and the one negative I'm turning into a positive. So the one goal I have for the week is not actually really even a goal because it's been a long-term goal for me, but I finally achieved it as of last week, and I'm really excited to share this. So this is more of an update slash announcement versus a goal, but it does intertwine to this segment because, like I said, this has been a really long-term goal for myself. I've been working really hard at this, and I finally achieved it, and that is that I am officially a spin instructor at Revolution Buffalo. So if you're a new listener or you just don't follow along with me on social media or whatever, I feel like I've told this story 1,001 times, but I am really into spin slash indoor cycling, whatever you want to call it. Spin is literally the reason I am so into health and fitness today. I discovered spin during my first year of law school when I wasn't being really active and I was doing nothing with my life besides going to school, coming home and doing homework, and then going to sleep and waking up and repeating that same schedule every day. Your first year of law school is really stressful, and I felt like I just needed something that was for me. So I decided to take a spin class March of 2019, and from that very first class I took at Revolution Buffalo, I never looked back. Rev is such a special place to me. It's so funny because people that aren't even from the Buffalo area where I'm from who listen to this podcast or who follow along with me on social media know what Rev is. It's really funny. But Revolution Buffalo is the studio that I take my spin classes through. I've been a client there for like a year and a half now. And probably about 5 months into going there, when I realized that I was a strong rider and that I was creating good relationships with some of the instructors there, I started to consider maybe getting into instructing. And unfortunately, they didn't have a spot for me at that point. And I was also still a relatively new client, but I made it a priority to work really hard, train really hard, and become the best rider that I can be because I wanted to become an instructor so badly. And I want to do a whole episode about my journey to becoming a spin instructor because I know I've mentioned it on here before, but I was an instructor for a hot second at a different studio in the Buffalo area last year, actually literally this time last year, I think I had gotten the position. But that only lasted for about 2 months, and I realized that that studio wasn't a good fit for me, whatever. I'm going to talk about that more in that episode that I'll probably do in a few months. I'm still in like the early preliminary stages of training. I'm not even on the schedule yet, but it's still very fresh and new, and I'm so excited. This is something I've been working for forever. Like I've just been working towards this goal. I've been trying to become the best rider that I can be, make really good connections with both the staff and the client at the studio, and they held auditions 2 weeks ago from when this episode is being posted. And I was like, okay, it's now or never. I was really nervous about it. But I ended up auditioning and getting a position. So I will be teaching rhythm writing, which is like a Soul Cycle style class at Rev. It's really fun. If you're in the Buffalo area, please come when I'm on the schedule. I want to meet people because I know I have a lot of followers and listeners in the Buffalo area who I don't personally know. So it'd be really cool to meet people. But I'm just really excited about this. I could ramble about this forever. And like I said, I'm going to do an episode about my journey to becoming a spin instructor and all the technicalities of becoming a fitness instructor. I do have that episode with Rachel Robinson that was posted like 2 months ago now. She's a full-time fitness instructor. So if you are interested in the technicalities of becoming a fitness instructor and certifications and all of that, listen to that. But I will be doing my own episode in a couple of months. Like I said, this is still very fresh and new. I just learned I got the position last week. So I'm still training. I'm not even on the schedule, like I said. But when I am on the schedule and I'm more of an established instructor with the studio, I will definitely do a episode all about my journey to becoming a spin instructor, sort of the story of why I stopped teaching at that studio I was at last summer and refocused my attention on becoming an instructor at Rev, and then just how I trained and how I auditioned and all of that jazz. But yeah, I'm really excited to share this news. Like I said, I can ramble about this forever because I'm so excited. So I'm gonna shut up now. And then the one negative I'm turning into a positive is school. So I know I had made this like one negative that I'm turning into a positive on another solo episode, but I just want to re-emphasize this. I'm doing online classes for the fall. I'm completely online. If you don't know my background or anything, I am going into my third year of law school, which is the last year. So I feel comfortable taking online classes because I've been in the groove of law school for 2 years now. But it does suck because it is my last year and I've made great friends. And there's just something about like the camaraderie of being around your peers and working so hard together. But obviously, given what's going on in the world with COVID, I opted to take online classes. There are in-person class options, but it just wasn't worth the risk for me. I am really sad about this, but I'm just turning this negative into a positive by reminding myself that it's such a great opportunity that I have the ability to educate myself, and not only educate myself, but be in a program that is so rigorous. Law school is a really big achievement of mine. It's probably the biggest achievement in my entire life. And I'm so proud that I've come this far and that I'll be graduating next May. And I'm just really excited about it. And I'm just trying to remind myself, you know, this is kind of the new normal. Like, online classes do kind of suck, but hopefully for the spring, everything will go back to semi-normal. And I'm so close to the finish line and being done not only with law school, but with school forever. So I'm just trying to focus on the good and focus on the fact that I'm so blessed to have this opportunity to educate myself. Okay, so let's get into the topic of today's episode, which is how I cleared my skin inexpensively. Emphasis on inexpensively, because I know that clearing your skin up can be super, super expensive, between going to a dermatologist, trying out facials, trying all these expensive skincare items from Sephora and Ulta and all of that. And I have been there, done that. And I'm here to tell you that there are products that exist that are cheap and clear your skin. Before I get into what my current routine is, I want to talk a little bit about my skin journey. So I never had really severe acne. The problems with my skin when I was growing up were hormonal breakouts, uneven skin tone, and scarring. So I started dealing with acne probably in seventh grade, like middle school. And that's obviously when you're going through puberty. And I would just get breakouts on my forehead. And I always remember being super self-conscious about it because my friends had really clear skin, but I would always get breakouts on my forehead. So I compensated by wearing makeup. So I started wearing makeup pretty young. I also was really into makeup when I was in middle school and high school. I used to be really good at doing makeup. I've kind of like lost that skill now. I don't know what happened. But the point being, I was like in seventh grade wearing full coverage foundation because I was so self-conscious about my skin. Looking back, my skin probably was not that bad. It was probably just like normal middle school puberty breakouts. But because my friends had such clear skin, I felt really self-conscious about it. So I remember seeing a dermatologist, I think in eighth grade, and I was prescribed Epiduo, which was like the huge prescription cream back then. I would say it kind of worked. I still dealt with breakouts from time to time, but like I said, my acne never got really, really severe. I know people that have had such severe acne that they've had to go on Accutane. My skin has never reached that point. I do kind of feel like it reached that point later in college, which I will get to that, but I never went on Accutane or anything like that. I always was given topical lotions and creams by my dermatologist. So I continued using Epiduo for like 5 years. And Epiduo was fine. Like, it did its job. I still broke out and I didn't have like the most perfect skin, but it did its job for keeping teenage skin kind of clear. So then my senior year of high school, my mom booked me an appointment with an OBGYN, and it was my very first OBGYN appointment. She booked me an appointment because I think I was 17 at the time. So she was like, it's kind of, you know, that time that you start going to see an OBGYN. And she also wanted me to go on birth control because I had really, really heavy periods and also for my skin. So I ended up going on birth control at 17. It wasn't like for sex or anything. It was truly because I had horrible, horrible periods and also for my skin. So I know birth control for a lot of people is like the godsend of acne solutions for them. Like, a lot of people use birth control because it helps keep their skin clear. I never really experienced that. To this day, I'm still on birth control, and I use it more so for period management. I've never found that using birth control clears up my skin. There was actually a point in college where I went off birth control because I was going to school in a different city, and I think I was unable to get a refill or something because I had a checkup that I had to go to in order to get the refill from my OBGYN, but because I was away from school, I couldn't go, whatever. So at a point in college, I did go off birth control for a little, and I remember my skin not going haywire or anything. Like, I know some people need to take birth control to keep their skin clear. I've seen horror stories in some Facebook groups that I'm in of people being like, I went off birth control and my skin just became horrible again. For me, I've never used birth control as a crutch to help keep my skin clear. So at some point when I was in college, probably my sophomore or junior year, I ended up switching the topical acne lotions that I was on because I was on Epiduo at that point for like 6 or 7 years. And obviously my skin had probably gotten used to it at that point, and I'm growing older at that point. I'm no longer a teenager. Like, at that point, I no longer had teenage acne. It was adult acne because I was in my late teens / early 20s at that point. So I believe my dermatologist prescribed me clindamycin, I think, and some sort of pill. It wasn't Accutane. I don't remember what it was called. I don't know what it was called. I wish I remember because I know for a fact my boyfriend has taken the same pill, I think. But it was some sort of pill where I was only supposed to stay on it for like 3 months. Like, it wasn't a long-term thing. Again, I feel like the new prescriptions did kind of help clear up my skin, but not to the point where I wanted it to be. The biggest issue for my skin at that point was not only pimples, but uneven skin tone and scarring. So I'm lucky. I don't have actual like deep scars in my face from acne. I was really, really prone to hyperpigmentation, which, if you don't know what that means, it's the dark marks that get left behind on your skin after a pimple or a breakout or whatever. I could not clear my hyperpigmentation for the life of me. And I think at that point in time, I was more self-conscious about how uneven my skin was versus the breakouts. Like, the breakouts were manageable, whatever, it happens, but my skin tone was so uneven. I had so many dark marks and red marks. It was just really embarrassing. So again, I always felt like I needed to be wearing makeup. If I ever went on campus without makeup, whether it would be to the gym or to like an early morning class or something, I always felt super, super self-conscious. Like, I remember being self-conscious about my own friends seeing my skin. I was in a sorority in college and I lived on our sorority floor. We don't have houses. We had a dorm where all of Greek life was. And then each sorority or fraternity got their own floor, whatever. But so I was on my sorority floor. I lived there for half my sophomore year and then all of my junior year. And I remember being so self-conscious, being on the sorority floor where I lived in front of my own friends, seeing my bare skin, because it was just that uneven and that marked up with these hyperpigmentation marks. I was so, so self-conscious about it. So then I go into my senior year of college. First half, whatever, my skin was fine. I don't know what happened in the spring semester of my senior year. I don't know if it was just stress or major hormonal changes or what it was, but my skin got so bad. I was getting cystic acne on my cheeks, and it wasn't a lot. Again, never severe enough where I had to be put on Accutane or anything like that. But I was getting clusters of cystic acne bumps on my cheeks, and they were painful and they were super noticeable and they were really embarrassing. And I had them for like a solid 3 months, and it was to the point where my own mom was like, "What is going on with your skin? Like, what is up?" So I, at that point, went on Curology because I had seen Curology all over YouTube and social media. If you don't know what Curology is, it's basically a website where you can get prescription-grade acne lotions. It's kind of a scam, in my opinion, because they say it's personalized and they say that like nurses and dermatologists make up a custom formula for you based on your skin concerns and needs. But I had noticed through reading reviews and watching YouTube videos and stuff that a lot of people had the same prescription prescribed to them. So it really wasn't all that personal, if that makes sense. Like, it wasn't super customized like it was made out to be. But it was pretty inexpensive. I think it was like $40 for a bottle every 2 to 3 months. And it was really easy because it was just a cream that you applied to your skin once or twice a day. So I went on that and it worked great for a month. I remember coming home for Easter and my mom was like, "Oh my gosh, your skin looks great. What are you using?" And I told her, "Oh, I'm using Curology. It's working great. I'm super happy with it." Then I remember I had come home for another occasion a couple weeks after, and I don't remember what it was. But again, my skin was horrible. And my mom was like, "What the heck happened? Are you still using that Curology product?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I am." I ended up looking up a lot of reviews about it. And Curology, for a lot of people, and I think this was my experience, it seems like it works until it doesn't. And that could be the case with a lot of acne products. But this specifically worked for me about a month and then just wreaked havoc on my skin again. And I feel like my skin honestly became worse at that point because I was getting more cystic acne breakouts. My skin tone was becoming super uneven again. My hyperpigmentation was horrible. I swear, Curology worked for about a month and then just came back with a vengeance. So then I graduated college. I moved back home to Buffalo and my mom was like, "You are seeing a new dermatologist. We need to get your skin in check," which I was happy to do that because at that point I was 22 years old and I felt really embarrassed that I was having bad skin at 22 years old. Like, I feel like acne is something that you're supposed to outgrow once you leave your teen years. I feel like a lot of people think that way, myself included, but adult acne is a real thing and a lot of people experience it, especially women. So I went and saw a new dermatologist and the products that that dermatologist prescribed me really helped clear up my skin. He gave me a different clindamycin lotion and then some grade of retinol. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's called tretinoin. I still do have those products and I use them from time to time, but they can be very drying on my skin and sometimes a little too harsh. And they did clear up my skin great, but I was still experiencing breakouts from time to time and my skin still wasn't as even as I wanted it to be. My ultimate goal was that I wanted to stop wearing face makeup. I felt really self-conscious, like I've said a bunch of times before in this story, but I felt really self-conscious if I wasn't wearing face makeup to cover up all of the uneven skin tone and dark marks that I had. So that was my ultimate goal, was that I didn't want to wear face makeup, and that's how much I wanted to clear up my skin. So now this brings me to my current skin routine. I have come up with a skincare routine that I truly, truly feel like is the best fit for my skin. I've been using these products for months now, like at least 6 months, and they've really cleared up my skin. People have noticed, I've gotten compliments, and I've stopped wearing face makeup. I have achieved that goal, which is super important to me. So let me walk through my skincare routine. So in the morning, I'll do it like morning tonight because I feel like that's what makes the most sense. In the morning, I don't use any sort of cleanser. I just splash my face with cold water. I have oily skin. I feel like cleansing it twice a day is kind of unnecessary, because the reason why oily skin gets oily is because your skin is actually super dehydrated. So I don't want to cleanse it in the morning because it's just unnecessary, and I feel like it dries out my skin even more. And I also obviously don't sleep with any makeup on my skin, so there's nothing that I really need to wash off deeply with the cleanser, if that makes sense. So I just splash cold water on my face in the morning. That just helps get off the serums that I apply the night before, the creams that I apply the night before, and then just kind of cleans my skin from sleeping. And then I will sometimes apply an acne medication in the morning. Lately, I haven't, because it is summer and I've been out more in the sun, and some acne medications can make my skin a little sensitive to the sun. So sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It depends how my skin is, but I always moisturize. So I use currently the Clinique Dramatically Different Moisturizing Gel. I use the gel because I have oily skin, so I do need something lighter, but there is a lotion if you have dry skin and need something a little bit more hydrating. But that's pretty much all I do in the morning. I don't wear face makeup when I can help it. Let me repeat that. I don't wear face makeup. That is truly, truly the biggest tip that I can give you if you are looking to clear up your skin. When it comes to both makeup and skincare, less is more. Trust me on this. Like I said, I used to pile on full coverage foundation on my skin when it wasn't necessary. The less makeup you wear on your face, the more your skin can breathe, and that's truly what your skin needs. I found when I stopped wearing face makeup that my skin evened out so much, it cleared up so much, and it's just so nice not to wear face makeup. You can, you know, touch your face if you have to. You can do whatever you want without having to worry about touching up your face makeup or sweating it off, you know, especially in the summer heat that's going on right now. But seriously, that's the biggest piece of advice I can give you. Less is more when it comes to makeup and skincare. Keep it simple and your skin will thank you. And trust me, I know regarding the makeup thing, it's easier said than done. I know that some people use makeup because they truly feel self-conscious without it. I have been there. But trust me, if you can, you know, maybe not wear face makeup when you're spending a day at home or you're just running an errand or two, it'll make all the difference in your skin. Do something really easy, like maybe 3 out of the 7 days of the week, you don't wear face makeup. Just try not to wear face makeup as often as you can. And trust me, you will see such a dramatic difference in your skin. Okay, so then my nighttime skincare routine. This is where things get serious and I use more products. So I always double cleanse my skin at night. I will cleanse once to get off any dirt, oil. If I'm wearing makeup, that's when I get my makeup off. And then I cleanse again to really actually cleanse my skin. Right now I'm using First Aid Beauty. I've used First Aid Beauty cleanser for like 6 months now. I think I'm on my second or third tube of it. I really like that cleanser. And for a higher end skincare brand that you can get from Sephora, First Aid Beauty isn't too horribly expensive. But I did actually just buy the Philosophy Purity Cleanser, and I'm really excited to try that when my First Aid Beauty cleanser runs out. But you also don't have to get a cleanser from Sephora or Ulta or have it be a higher end brand name cleanser. I have used Cetaphil, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. I've used that before. I've used CeraVe. I actually keep a bottle of CeraVe cleanser at my boyfriend's house when I travel there. Both of those work great. They're available at like Target and Walmart for under 10 bucks. If you watch Skincare by Hyrum on TikTok and YouTube, he recommends CeraVe products up the wazoo. So you don't have to buy something from Sephora or Ulta. There are options at Target or Walmart or Amazon. I've tried both Cetaphil and CeraVe and I really like both. So those are both really great options. So yeah, I double cleanse my skin and then I do use a scrub almost every day. I use a First Aid Beauty face scrub. It's really soft on the skin. It's not a super harsh exfoliant. It's more cleanser than exfoliant, if that makes sense. That's why I feel like I can use it on my skin almost every day. But the biggest thing with my skin is that I kind of take it with a day-by-day approach. So if my skin one day feels like it doesn't need to be exfoliated, I won't exfoliate it. If there's a day where I feel like I should only apply moisturizer at night and not use any acne medications, I won't do it. I don't strictly stick to my skincare routine every single day. I do what my skin needs, and again, I feel like that has really helped as well. But I do use that First Aid exfoliator almost every day. It's really gentle, and I think exfoliating with a mild exfoliant almost every day has really helped clear up my skin tone and helped make it more even. So now here comes the products that have seriously helped clear up my acne. So like I said, when I saw my dermatologist when I came home from college, he prescribed me a clindamycin lotion and a retinoid. Now, I don't use those two products every single day. Honestly, there's times where I go weeks without using those products because I do find those products make my skin a little bit more sensitive and dry. And especially in like the summer sun and heat right now, I don't want my skin to be super sensitive and risk being burned or anything like that. So a lot of times this summer, I have been skipping out on those two products. The clindamycin is meant for the morning because it's more of like a moisturizing lotion treatment. And then the retinoid is meant for the nighttime. Retinoid is really good for clearing up scarring and dark marks. I think when I was first prescribed retinoid by my dermatologist about 2 years ago, that played a really big role in helping clear up the cystic acne that I was getting at that time. And now I just use it maybe 3 to 5 times a month when I feel like I need it. Again, I take my skin with a day-by-day approach. If I am breaking out a little bit more one day, I will use the retinoid because it is really good for clearing up acne and also helps a lot with my hyperpigmentation. But clindamycin and tretinoin or retinoid, whatever it's called, I honestly should figure that out. Okay, yes, I have tretinoin, which is a sort of retinoid, if that makes sense. I don't know. I just know it's a retinoid. Retinoids are great also for anti-aging. I kind of am at the age where I feel like I need to start incorporating more anti-aging products into my skincare routine because I am 24 and I'd rather do it now than age and then try to reverse it, which is so hard when I'm older. But anyways, so I do use the clindamycin and the retinoid from time to time, again, when I feel like my skin needs them. Those were both prescribed by a dermatologist. I know that you can get certain retinoids over the counter through the drugstore. Like I think Olay makes a retinoid. I think you can find an over-the-counter retinoid option. Retinoid can be very intense though, so please watch out if you have sensitive skin. Do your research on it. I'm not sure if clindamycin has an option that's over the counter, but again, I don't really feel like the clindamycin has been like a main thing that's cleared up my skin. I do feel like the retinoid might be worth getting an over the counter option, but again, I don't really feel like, unless you have cystic acne, retinoid is something you can definitely skip out on, in my opinion. Now, this product I'm about to talk about is truly the number one product that I accredit my acne fully clearing up to and my skin tone fully evening up to. And that is The Ordinary Niacinamide and Zinc Serum. So you probably have seen this all over social media. I swear every single person talks about this serum, but it's that good. And it's always sold out on Ulta. So be prepared to kind of hunt for it because it's hard to get, but it's dirt cheap. It's like $6, $7, $8 for this serum that lasts for 3 months. And it's amazing. And I swear this product is the main reason why my skin has cleared up so much within the past 6 months. Truly, like I said, I feel like I could skip out on the clindamycin and retinoid lotions that my dermatologist has prescribed to me and solely use this ordinary serum and my skin will be fine. And that's what I've done a lot this summer. So the serum, you can apply it morning and night. I apply it just at night because, again, right now it's summer. I don't want to apply anything to my skin in the morning that might make my skin sensitive and prone to being sunburned. So I do stick to only applying this serum at night, but it's worked amazing. I hope that I still have pictures of what my skin looked like. Like, my skin tone was so uneven. It was so embarrassing. I was so self-conscious about it. Truly, I feel like this serum has helped so much with evening out my skin tone. I feel so confident not wearing face makeup now. And also, if I am breaking out, it helps a lot with my breakouts. I am still kind of a hormonal breakout gal. I tend to break out the week leading up to my period, but I think a lot of women experience that. That's just the life of being a woman, unfortunately. But I do feel like my breakouts aren't horrible now. And the nice thing about this serum is that it also cleared up a lot of like the little acne I had. I know you know what I'm talking about. It's like the little bumps that you have that aren't quite acne, but you can kind of see them and you can kind of feel them. This serum has completely cleared up my skin. I'm being serious. You need to run and go get this serum. It's not sponsored. I freaking wish it was, because then I wouldn't have to go on a manhunt every 3 months when I need to replace my serum, because it's always freaking sold out at Ulta. But it's The Ordinary Niacinamide Plus Zinc Serum. And then after I apply that serum, I will apply my nighttime moisturizer, which is the First Aid Beauty Ultra Repair Cream. This is a really, really thick moisturizing cream. I like to use a thicker moisturizing cream at night because my skin can handle it. I don't really care if my skin like gets a little greasy from it because I'm literally only going to bed, but it's a great moisturizer. I feel like it's helped keep my skin really hydrated. And then in return, because my skin is so hydrated when I wake up in the morning, I do feel like my skin gets less oily throughout the day, which is good because I do have very oily skin and it can get out of control. But the more you moisturize oily skin, honestly, the better it will be, because like I said, the reason why people have oily skin is because their skin is dehydrated and needs moisture. So don't skip out on moisturizer if you have oily skin. Moisturizer is very important no matter your skin type, and when you're older, you will thank yourself for moisturizing because it helps keep your skin looking very youthful. Okay, so to summarize it all up, I just want to run through again the products that I feel like have really improved my skin because they are cheap and I feel like these are secrets that I need to be telling people. So it is a good cleanser. I have the First Aid Beauty Cleanser, which is about $20. But if you're looking for a cheaper option, Cetaphil or CeraVe, which you can get on Amazon, at Target, at Walmart, are all also really great options. And they're under $10 usually. And then The Ordinary Niacinamide and Zinc Serum. You can apply this morning and night. I usually only apply it at night though. But I swear this is like the secret that has cleared my skin up so much. I rarely ever break out. When I do, I apply this serum and it helps so much. And this serum has also helped clear up my uneven skin tone a crazy amount. I feel so confident not wearing face makeup now, and I never ever thought I would ever reach that point. And I have this serum to thank. And then a good moisturizer. I use a moisturizing gel in the morning because it's more light and it doesn't make me greasy throughout the day. And then I use a thicker moisturizing cream in the evening because I feel like my skin can handle a thicker cream at night just because I'm going to bed. I don't really mind if my skin gets a little greasy at night from a thicker cream. And again, I want to emphasize that less is more when it comes to makeup and skincare. I used to be the girl who would wear full coverage makeup every single day of my life. the highest coverage foundation, a foundation powder on top of that. I used to think that you had to use super expensive skincare products and have like a 10-step skincare routine to do every single day. And trust me, less is more. The more simple you make your makeup routine and your skincare routine, the better results you will see from your skin. I truly, truly swear by that. Like I said, if you can go without wearing face makeup, it'll make all the difference in your skin. I know it'll feel uncomfortable for a week or two, but you will see the results very quickly when you stop wearing face makeup. Okay, so I think that's everything I wanted to cover in today's episode. I'm really excited that I got to share this stuff because, like I said, my skin for about a decade was my biggest insecurity, and I'm so glad that I've finally reached a point where I feel comfortable with the products that I'm using and I feel comfortable in my own skin, and I don't feel self-conscious if I have to go out without wearing makeup or if I'm going to a workout class not wearing makeup or anything. It's just such a huge thing to me that I can finally go without wearing face makeup and not feeling self-conscious. And I know I have a lot of young women who listen to me who may be experiencing acne because they're in their late teens or early 20s, or so be it. And I truly feel like the products that I've talked about today really have helped clear up my skin. I will list everything in the show notes, but if you do want the name of something or the link to something, just DM me on Instagram. I will be more than happy to share my products with you. My Instagram is MorganFlitHealth if you want to follow me over there and shoot me a DM if you have any questions or comments about today's episode. Also, feel free to subscribe to the podcast. I release episodes every single Tuesday on any major platform where you can listen to podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please feel free to give the podcast a 5-star review as it helps Apple market my podcast to more audiences. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you on the next one. Bye, everyone.